Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We close out chapter 3 tomorrow with verse 21, but today we'll be in verses 17 through 20. Join with others in being imitators of me, brothers, and observe those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. For many, as I have often told you, and now tell you, even in tears, conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their stomach, their glory is their shame. Their minds are occupied with earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Letting go and letting God has so much to say about your earthly desires. The feeling of surrender becomes real, gathering a day-by-day practice of living God first. Each and every day seems a new possibility of sharing grace for Jesus, ending that lifelong feeling of living blue, described by many as a depression our mind encounters to live as the world, beckoning your every desire, foregoing your acknowledgement of God in acts of thanksgiving, overcoming the need to live their shame by His act of mercy. There is a line in my poetry today that simply states, destruction is ending theirs, their lifelong feeling of blue. Think of that feeling before you gave your all to Jesus, constantly thinking of the next excursion private, no matter what is beckoning your call, be it alcohol or other addictions so tall that causes you to stumble and fall. But now in Christ you feel such support, a feeling of forgiveness where others seek your rapport. Jesus ends the feeling of being a color our sky always in some ways shows. Even amidst the storms, His eternal blue will be the norm as we seek to be a model for others to report. Amen. Join me in our prayer of daily forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Lord, we're continuing our prayers for the country of Ukraine. We ask for intervention and miracles of your truth, your proof, your ability to show the world your strength when one believes. Lord, we have a lot of believers in Ukraine, you know that. And the world is praying for their release. So we continue to pray for those who are dying. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Philippians 3. It's in verses 17 through 20. It's a two-stanza poem with a one-lined ending. It's titled, Stomach Becomes God, Theirs Aloof. Me imitate with others, join Christ's crew, model themselves conducting accordingly true. Tears even I've told you of Christ's cross enemies subdue. Destruction is ending theirs, their life's feeling of blue. Stomach becomes God, theirs aloof. Shame theirs, glory abused. Things earthly occupy minds confused. Heaven, citizenship ours, Jesus, our proof. Christ Jesus, our Lord, humanity's truce. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 19th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 7:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. If you ever hear a bell in three rings, it means silence. Where you contemplate the Lord. Think of that freedom that takes away the feeling of being blue, and understand that God is giving you life as a peace to experience in truth. That's really what life comes down to, is experiencing His peace for His truth, where redemption becomes everything for me and for you. So thanks again for joining us today. As we always say, God bless you to our good friends John and Marie, as we close this morning at 7:44. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Have an awesome day in the Lord of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, John and Marie.